This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. What happens in the real world when you tell a story? That's one of the questions explored in The Pillow Man, a three-act play that makes its debut at Live Arts this Friday. The Pillow Man, by Irish playwright Martin McDonagh, tells a story about storytelling itself, according to director Lydia Horan.
It explores the boundaries of what's good and bad and what is humanly survivable. But more importantly, it's really about who we are in the middle of all that conflict and how stories can help us get through hard times and move on to the next part of our life.
The Pillow Man takes place in an unnamed totalitarian state. The main character is a writer named Couturier, whose stories get him into trouble with the authorities.
He has been brought in to be interrogated for some gruesome murders that have occurred in the town, and they're sort of copycat murders of murders that have taken place in stories he's written. So there are scenes where he's being interrogated, and then you learn more about him and his history through some of the stories that he tells.
The stage of the Downstage Theater at Live Arts has been split into an upper and lower level. The reality of Couturier's interrogation takes place on the bottom half, while the products of his imagination are acted out on top.
It really explores sort of what is real and what is fantasy, and sometimes the stories encompass things that are actually happened to him as well as fictional things. So you're not sure what's truth and what's not truth. And even within the characters themselves, you're not sure who's telling the truth, who's not telling the truth, who's the good cop, who's the bad cop. And so there's all those dynamics playing within the script.
Horan says The Pillow Man has some gruesome elements, but the script is also filled with humor and British witticisms. The dynamic between the two interrogators is almost Laurel and Hardy-esque, albeit in a very dark way. Satch Hyzenga plays one of the cops, named Topolsky. He says one of the challenges of taking on the role of Topolsky is the many times the direction of the play changes.
It goes in different directions quickly, on a dime. And particularly as a police officer, because it's an interrogation, I'm always in an interrogation room. So interrogations tend to, even on your television cop dramas, tend to jump around. And this especially so.
Hyzenga says his character is a complex one whose behavior runs the gamut.
He's likable and you hate him. He's endearing and he's scary. So that's, and how you play that is, or how you communicate that is complicated.
Horan says she wanted to direct The Pillow Man after she had the chance to see it for herself when it first appeared on Broadway in 2005. She says one of the challenges of directing The Pillow Man has been trying to capture the elusive theme of storytelling without putting on too much of her own conceptual spin.
If I was trying to focus in on a certain theme of the play or what could be a theme of the play, that it was taking me actually away from what we were supposed to be doing. And it wasn't until I realized that it's really about telling the story, which is what Couturier, one of the characters, says. He says the only duty of a storyteller is to tell a story, that I kind of said, oh, okay, so my duty as the storyteller is to tell the story. And sometimes you can do that by just letting the words speak for themselves, letting the characters speak for themselves. Of course, you have to shape it and, give it pacing, and there are interpretations involved. But really, this piece is so well written, I feel, that if you just, it's like Shakespeare, if you just let the words and the characters speak for themselves, you're going to tell the story.
The Pillow Man is for mature audiences. Those under the age of 17 may only attend if accompanied by a parent or a guardian, or if they have their written permission. Horan says the play challenges audiences to question what they're experiencing.
Anything that you see in this play that's gruesome or, any of the language is not there for shock value. It will affect people. It will offend people. The thing that I find so interesting about this play is you find yourself laughing at things that you stop and say, why am I laughing at that? What's wrong with me? This is horrific. Why am I laughing at this? But that's human nature. We do that. That's who we are. There's good and bad in all of us.
Satch Hyzenga says Topolsky characterizes this phenomenon.
One example is I asked the guy that we're interrogating to stand and read a story for me, and read his whole story, read it standing. And he says, I feel like it's in school. I'm in school. And I say, yeah, but usually in school, they don't execute you when you're done. So, we laugh at that because it's kind of blackly comic, and I tag it by saying, unless you went to a really blankety blank tough school.
Huizenga says he acknowledges people might be offended, but he challenges the audience to overcome and question this feeling.
We embrace so readily stuff that's on television, which is very violent, and we are very drawn. It's kind of that can't take your eyes off the car wreck kind of mentality, because that's who we are. We are really drawn to those dark stories, which is part of the theme of this thing in my mind.
The Pillow Man made its debut at London's Royal National Theatre in 2003. Martin McDonagh's play won the Olivier Award the following year.
A lot of people know him for his Irish trilogies, The Beauty Queen of Lennon, Cripple of Inishmon, and most recently The Lieutenant of Inishmore, which are all black comedies as well, but set in Ireland and come from his experience of living there.
Horan says audiences can expect a wild ride.
When I first read it, it was like riding a roller coaster. And it had those moments of the horror house in there, too. But it was a wonderful roller coaster ride. And in the end, I mean, there are moments that are very poignant, moments that are very horrific, moments that are very funny. And all of that combined just makes this just unique and incredible experience, really.
The Pillow Man runs from February 2nd to the 17th and is for mature audiences only. For ticket information, visit livearts.org. This has been the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.